Yeah.
Let okay. it be. Let it be. All right.
All right. So we are recording. This is a bonus. This is a bonus episode. We just did the radio.
Is it recording?
Yes, we are recording. All right.
Mm-hmm. We're already drunk and we're high. We're talking about the Mandela effect.
This is a bonus episode on the What a Pana Show. Pana Big Mike, Sierra,
yes,
Stephanie,
yes.
And the Pana DJ R. Mora.
What's
Big A's
up?
On location as far as Sledman goes.
Boo that guy.
What up, partners?
What up, partners?
So we're feeling good.
Yeah, we're feeling great. So we're talking about the song Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
Did you guys know that Marilyn Manson took out his lower rib so he could suck his own dick?
Yeah, he did.
That's what I've heard.
That's
you went to that concert.
Isn't it funny?
I would pay top dollar to watch that.
All he had to do was just learn yoga and he would have been fine.
Yeah, I know. The downward dog. Easy peasy.
So we're talking about that song and how that song has now changed because there is such a thing called the Mandela effect where and I'll explain.
That got hit too by the Mandela effect?
Yes.
That's how this started.
That song, you know how that song goes, sweet dreams are made of these.
Who am I to disagree?
Yeah.
I travel the world and the seven
seas. It sounds a lot like Vince Royale's life.
Okay, wait. So listen to me. You sweet said seas, right?
Yeah.
And these.
Some
and
of them.
C's, they rhyme, right?
Yeah.
These and seas. So the Mandela effect has changed that where it no longer says these, it says this.
What?
Oh, no, he didn't. So because
they throws it all off. It fucking throws it off.
Give us some background.
Okay,
you're talking about splitting atoms, all right?
Rewind.
It's colliding.
We're rewinding. What we're doing
Joe
is
Joe Rogan
this
shit.
I swear. We're going backwards.
You're saying that they went through the whole process of ripping atoms to change the eyes to eat?
No.
No, it was a byproduct.
It's a scientific experiment to try to recreate the Big Bang effect.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And what it's actually doing, it's creating
a new
black
bang.
Holes because it's a 17 mile long loop.
Yep.
And it fucking collides
da
particles. It collides atoms and particles at an accelerated way beyond the speed of light.
Yep.
Really?
And what it's
so does
doing,
it time travel? What the fuck does it do? Kind
of.
Technically speaking, like
what people are saying and what it's doing, it's fucking up the timeline.
The space-time continuum.
Yes. Because every time they throw that shit on, something wonky happens.
Something changes.
Like the Berenstain Bears.
It's Berenstain Bears. The name of a couple, they were husband and wife, that's their last name, but now the shit's changed because of the fucking Mandela.
And now
so
it's
you're saying
Berenstain.
That tomato is
Berenstain.
Part of the... as part of this whole effect. Tomato, potato.
No, it's like the littlest shit. Like, have you ever seen them? I've never seen the movie, but I know the scene. The scene from Risky Business when he slides across the floor in his
socks,
right?
He's wearing sunglasses.
But now he's not wearing sunglasses.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Like that.
Is that a
No, no, no. Like, if you look it up on YouTube, you cannot find a clip of him wearing the sunglasses
Get
anymore.
The fuck out of here.
No, listen. You
Get
can look it up.
Are you serious?
You have a laptop in front of you. Don't do it now.
A laptop.
A laptop.
That was a glitch.
That was a glitch in the Matrix. But look, listen. Linda.
Linda, listen.
So the Mona Lisa,
it was London.
Listen, the Mona Lisa.
It went from Latino
many,
to Latinx.
Many painters, many artists.
Yeah.
Painters, artists, theorists, like they would say, is she smiling? Is she frowning? Is she sad? Is she happy?
Is she wearing a bonnet?
That's been a question for 100 years.
That was a question for hundreds of years.
I don't like that people say she's ugly. That's fucked up. You know?
She got a big ass forehead, so
she got a big booty.
No, she used to have a slight smirk.
Yeah, it's true though.
Yeah, she did.
If you have a big forehead, you do have a big ass.
She had a slight smirk. It's a complete smile. Look it up.
Shut
look
the
it up.
Fuck up.
Look it up. Every
you know
fucking
what?
Picture now of the Mona Lisa. Every kind of.
I have an answer to this one. I think you just seen that photo so many times. You're like,
no.
She's finally smiling.
No,
at me.
there was actually artists.
She's digging me out. She likes me.
There were artists, there were painters that would contemplate.
That's fake. That's fucking fake.
No, look up any picture. There's no other picture other than that.
No, it's all of them.
It's all of them.
Look up Mona Lisa Smile. It's my favorite movie.
Look.
That song basically Mona Lisa's smile. That song.
It's a full-on smile.
It's a full-on smile now.
Okay, I don't remember ever smiling.
All right, no, so no, wait, wait.
Bullshit. No, that's the
wait. That is bull. That's all right. The other,
Google
that's
this shit on your laptop.
That's wait. Russian trolls.
I'm gonna fuck.
Fake news.
Yeah. I'm gonna fuck up right now. I'm gonna fuck up partner right now. The Fruit of the Loom logo. Think okay. of it in your head.
Okay.
Fruit, cornucopia, yeah. whatever. Yeah. Fruit of the Loom on the bottom. The
bananas.
Yeah.
Oh, look it up.
My laptop died.
It was lighter now. All
right, look it up on your phone.
Sierra's our fact checker.
I got you.
All right. So everybody remembers the cornucopia,
yeah.
right? And the fruit of the loom.
What is
the bottom?
A cornucopia hey, exactly?
So the like the basket thing in all the Thanksgiving yeah. picture with the yeah. with the pilgrims is like a cone.
I'm picturing yeah, yeah, yeah. Chiquita yeah. banana.
No,
Chiquita yeah, banana.
Maybe I'll put the banana on top.
Okay, so there's a cornucopia, and somehow the cornucopia is no longer there? Is
never, has never existed in the ever-everdom of that logo.
Oh, shit, it's just fruit.
I got a pair shit. Of underwear that makes it differ.
The cornucopia
you're
is gone.
You're looking yeah. at the wrong picture.
No.
Yeah.
That cornucopia. Look,
it's
look,
gone.
Show it. Left or right.
It's gone.
I'm a time traveler. So you're looking at the wrong picture.
The brown
yeah.
The cornucopia is gone.
That just seems like advertising to me.
Yeah, no. It's we grew up with it always being there.
We are remembering yeah. the rum picture, and because it spread like wildfire, we're all thinking, like, oh yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Pada, you remember? You're great at movies. You're awesome at movies.
I did a porno once.
Yes, you did. You've been nominated for Golden Globes AVN. And AVN and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you didn't win though, but you
in the movie Snow White. The evil,
animated one?
Yes, the animated one. The evil queen looks in the mirror and yeah. says what?
Mirror
on the
wall. Who's the baddest
look it up.
Bitch of them all?
Look it up.
No. You
it
got it
never.
Wrong. You got it wrong. You got it wrong.
Go. Say it.
No, it's...
No.
No. That used to be everybody on everybody's mind. Our remembrance was
one.
Mirror on the wall. Who's the
fairest
of them all?
Them all.
It's never been mirror. It's magic mirror on the wall.
Get the
shut
fuck
the fuck
look it up.
Up.
There's
bro.
No recording
shut the
ever.
Fuck up.
You know what would be funny? You know
magic
that?
Mirror. Some people remember it as magic mirror. Millions.
I just bought a pair of Evil Queen slides. You can't tell me.
So, I'm telling you. I'm fucking
up. Have you guys ever had this happen to you? Like,
what does that even mean?
Give me a shot. Friday.
Have you guys ever had this happen to you when you're doing karaoke, right? And you think that
that's
song, the song's gonna go a certain way, right? Because that's how you heard it.
Yeah. Right.
But then when you see it on the screen, it's like, because it happened to me where I'm singing a song and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? It says this and that.
You know? I thought you bought like authentic fucking negatives or something.
You know, so then, you read the lyrics on the TV and you're like, oh, is that what they say?
Yeah.
Like, cause you and your it's like TLC, right?
You heard it different.
You had the SAP button on.
No, like TLC. Right?
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Okay, but along blah, blah, everybody blah. Was saying that, like the
stick
other one.
To yeah.
The
was, Pacific right? Ocean.
Like that moment, you were doing a karaoke and you thought it was the other one for some reason, and you read the lyrics, you're like, oh damn, I didn't know that's what it said.
What did it say? What did it say?
Very bad example, but
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I well, almost had you there.
There's some Mandela effects that I have myself.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't trust the government.
So what you're saying
like,
is that ever since Mandela died.
No. So they
why
call
is it called the Mandela effect?
Because a lot of people remember him dying back like
when
in
they
the,
turned the machine
80s.
On?
No, back in the 80s when he was in prison and there was like a 2-hour like ceremony. The wife,
but,
his wife. Like
didn't he become
spoke,
like
she had a blue
yeah,
dress.
Yeah. I thought he.
No,
got out
no,
of
he got out and then he died afterwards.
I was thinking of the wrong Mandela.
No, it's called the Mandela effect because of that. A lot of people think, like for example, a lot of people still think that Bob Barker died, and he's 99 years old.
No, he's not dead.
No, I know.
Yeah.
He's
don't
not.
You get to spade and neuter
Bob
your pet.
No, there's some
that part.
But to there's me. a lot of people that have, like I remember Drew Carey fucking doing like a whole thing. Like for Bob Barker dying.
Elvis
is
dead.
As a fan of
no,
the
there's
right.
some
oh,
there's
shit.
Some people that
I know he ain't dead yet.
No, what it is that some people remember certain shit in a certain way, and some people don't.
So
it's crazy. Like shit, like the Fruit of Loom thing. Like all of us, like cornucopia for
I
sure.
I feel like the media fucks with us on certain facts. They fuck with us on certain facts about pop culture.
Fake news.
So seriously, have you guys ever seen the movie with? What's her name? fuck. Goldie Hawn.
Kelly Clarkson.
No. Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep called Death
Yes,
Becomes
I
Her.
Love that they fucking what? Movie.
Hey, so, wait,
comes there. Isn't okay, that Bruce ahead, Willis? Bruce Willis.
No. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is Bruce Willis. So basically, it's a whole movie about two friends that fucking hate each other. One friend keeps stealing the other friend's boyfriend, blah, blah, blah.
They're rich as fuck.
That part. They basically meet up with this lady and find the elixir of youth, blah, blah, blah. But the catch is that if you physically get hurt, that it's permanent.
Yeah.
That's what she always, the lady in the movie
Take
says.
Take care of your body.
Because you guys are going to be together for a long time. They talk about that in the movie. They talk about Elvis, Marilyn Monroe, and shit like that. She said, oh, she goes, well, what happens if I'm supposed to die or something? She goes, oh, people do it a lot of different ways. And she basically, like, word by word, quotes how Marilyn Monroe died.
So you're
she
goes Tupac and she's talking about, is still hanging out in Vegas.
Bruh, like, she talks about how saying, like, if you want to die, you can do it like someone, one of my most famous clients that said, I want to be alone. And that was what Marilyn Monroe did.
She wanted to be alone?
But they're saying she said that so she can kill herself, but I don't think she's dead.
I believe she's dead. And it says that I know there's stories about like that she would go to Cuba like, during that time.
Yeah.
Right, they would go to Cuba a lot, and that she was messing around with the Castros. So
she was with the Kennedys.
The government thought
she
that,
was
oh,
with she, the Kennedys and the Castros.
Yeah. Oh, they had some orgy.
Hey, partner. Do you remember the movie Shazam with fucking Sinbad?
Do you remember Shazam with
Shaquille O'Neal?
No, Sinbad came out in the 90s, so they're trying to say it didn't exist. And even
existed.
Sinbad said it didn't exist.
And I remember
it. Get the fuck out of here. No way.
I remember it.
That was the first one.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More
she
Time.
She never shaved her head.
With the mic.
No. Hit Me Baby One More Time when she's in school, pigtails.
Yeah.
She's looking like a schoolgirl.
Oh, don't get me started on that one.
Everybody.
I'm too old to get it, bro.
Everybody remembers her
skirt. You
talking
about a 70-year-old?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, she's like 30, 40-something now. So.
Everybody remembers her outfit, mm-hmm, her mm-hmm, schoolgirl mm-hmm, outfit.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Her having a plaid skirt.
Yeah.
I remember it that way. Yeah.
It's black.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It's fucking gray plaid.
Here we go again.
No, it's black.
It's red.
Look it up.
I thought it was
black. No.
It's fucking black.
It's dark. It's like charcoal gray
yes.
plaid.
It matches the cardigan.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that Britney Spears, for Halloween, like a couple of years ago, she put on her, you know, she dressed that way. And she
like,
wore
nah,
a gray plaid skirt. It's fucking black in the video. Everybody remembers it being plaid.
You know what it is?
What is it?
It's just a man. Not wanting to accept that they're lying. So we keep the lying going for so long.
Are you saying Britney Spears is an alien?
And I wouldn't fight that.
She is in Vegas and Area 51 is close by. It's possible.
We are aliens.
It's quite possible.
And you know what? The one
we are.
The one I want to talk to Q about is Black Eyed Peas, Boom Boom Pow.
What about it?
She says, I'm so 2008. You're so 2008. Okay, yes, right? 2008. I'm so 2008.
That was my senior year of high
right?
school. Like, yeah.
It was recorded in 2008.
I'm late. I might be pregnant. Well,
right? 2007.
So it makes sense. It makes sense.
Okay.
Now it says, I'm so 3008.
No, it's not. Fucking pause.
Look it up.
Fucking pause.
Look that shit up. Look that shit up. I've listened to that song. I'm a DJ. I've listened to that fucking song 1,150,000 times.
Shit.
Multiplied
by
2.
Because I even had an art teacher that called Black Eyed Peas out for not using original lyrics.
Every time.
Really?
Yes.
What do you
every
mean by
time
that?
I heard, I'm so 2008, you're so 2008.
I know it says 2000.
Now it's 3008.
No, there's no way.
I heard like 2008.
Bro?
Yeah. 2008. Yeah.
Am I right or am I right?
She's looking it up right now.
It says 3008.
Okay.
So, look, this is what I'm telling you. Like, it just thinks that we...
It's stupid shit like
where
that.
Where we think it's saying 2008. Cause
No.
Bro,
it said
I'm sorry.
It.
No.
It said it.
But, hey, I'm
when
the
it
most,
came out in 2008,
I'm the most,
wait, Wikipedia
I mumbled like a mother. So
no,
trust.
No. I'm not trying to make anybody feel some type of way. I graduated in 2011. 2010, when that song was fucking hot... It was 2008, not 3008. I sang that song 50 million times.
So in another dimension, she said 3008. Now we've crossed that because of that Hadron fucking collider.
Goddamn Spider-Man.
The next time that's going to happen is in July 5th of this year.
So you're saying Big Mike really wasn't on stage?
No. No.
In another universe, Lil Mike probably, he only fucks skinny chicks.
Yeah,
you fuck, yeah.
The BBWs were a lie.
No, wait. And in another dimension, it's fucking George Lopez sitting here, and he's fucking out touring the world.
George Lopez does, I swear to God. Buffalo Wild Wings.
He loves Buffalo Wild Wings.
Interesting.
But he don't want the wings. He wants some Gordolises.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, shit. Gordolises. Oh.
Interesting.
But to go back to that,
look, I don't trust nobody, right? I'm just throwing this out there, right?
Fair.
In the sense of, like, because that song came out around that time,
yeah,
that our mind's going to automatically think 2008.
Fam.
She could have said, I love to eat, or I just ate.
I completely agree with you.
To play devil's advocate.
No, what's up, homie?
What it is called, it's called
false memories. That's what it's called. False memories.
So there's a difference. Fucking ringtone. Fuck a false memory.
No. Yes. But I swear there's a lot of things.
So you're saying I wasn't prom king? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I would like to think
There's a lot of shit out there that has changed.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people still remember, and this is one, I'm going to debunk it, because it does say of the world, we are the champions. We are the champions. We are the champions.
No time for looter, blah, blah.
Yeah. At the end, everybody remembers everybody at the end. Everybody remembers of the world.
Yes.
It just goes to silence.
No, it doesn't.
What happened?
You know what?
Does.
No,
but
it
people,
doesn't.
People remember
I will reference
the first
video.
Two verses.
Yeah, every time you said no,
I will reference.
You've been wrong.
What happened?
I have not been wrong. I'm somebody's wife. I'm never
wrong. That song, it's just like Prince, right? The Prince recorded that Purple Rain at a live event.
Yeah.
So in a live event, just per se, you know, they said, of the world. And
they
people think that's part of the song, but that's just what they said at, like, I'm bullshitting like crazy right now.
Adams was
it didn't happen, but
day.
I'm just saying it could happen.
You know what? One of the ones that really screws me up is Jiffy Peanut
Lube.
Butter. Jiffy
Lube.
Peanut Butter.
Jiffy Peanut Butter.
What about
Jiffy
Peanut Butter. Man, don't be talking about Jiffy Peanut Butter.
It's never been Jiffy. It's always been Jiff.
No, it hasn't. It's
look at her.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
it's always been Jiff. It's always been Jiff.
I swear.
Yeah, I think.
And I swear.
There is no stars in the sky.
I swear on every edge control that I have ever used for my baby hairs that it has been Jiffy Peanut Butter the entire time.
I want to see a picture of this. I would like to go to the Superior Market.
Again, we're going back to the Hadron Collider. Like, they do it. Every time they do it, something fucks up. Where even like Star Wars.
Are you telling me that by the time?
I'm a big fucking Star Wars fan. And what does Darth Vader tell
I am
Luke?
Your father.
But what does he say, Luke?
I am your father.
Luke, I am your father.
He does the breathing shit.
I'm fat.
I am your father.
Get the fuck out of here.
Look it up. There's no recording of it saying that. I swear to God, dude.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Not
James Earl Jones has been a substantial part of my childhood.
Right.
You are not going to change that.
Right. He has the name of a serial killer, so he's cool.
He has his own holiday.
Does?
Yeah, look it up. I forgot what city it was, but they named a whole theater, the her James Earl Jones Theater, and they made that the holiday.
James Earl Jones Day. Interesting.
Hey. Yeah. Last night, I'm not lying, I watched Return of the Jedi on purpose. Why?
On purpose.
Why?
On DVD.
On Disney.
On Disney.
Oh, it's got to be DVD. No, I got the DVD.
It will tell you right there.
Disney Plus is not too trusting.
I got VHS.
No, you got VHS.
I got the Star Wars.
On VHS.
You got to
watch
that. I got VHS. That's way before all that shit. Fucking C-3PO has always had one silver leg.
Get no, the he fuck has out not of
here. He's never gold. Been completely 100% gold.
No, no, one time look he was putting together trash pieces.
Look at it again. Look at it.
I'm not. You know what? No, I'm confident in myself. I'm like, not going to look it up.
Who turned on the machine?
My reality is no, you're screwed, right. bro.
It's you're if right. I call my husband right now, he will tell you that I am never wrong and I will never be wrong to the day I die.
Nah, that don't count, though. That don't count.
I'm a big Star Wars nerd. I know a lot about Star Wars, and I never, never, ever, ever knew that. Never.
Fuck. Right, I'm going to have to pass it on to the big Mike over here. Is there any kind of atoms that were split in your reality? Was she actually skinny and you just tell people she was fat?
Well, no, she felt no. fat. You felt it felt.
I go, you, were, I go, you were like I go shallow back, hell when you were fucking her.
I go back. I go back. Oh, bro. Shallow hell? That, bro, that movie was about me, dog. That shit was about me. Now, I go back and forth. Like
her pussy was shallow, dog.
Bro, I have a big dick. One of the two, like, one of the two.
One or the other.
One or the other. And you know what? I'm going to go with I have a big dick.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Grand Canyon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, like, because I will go back and forth. Like, recently, like, I had this one girl. I don't know what it is. I have a tendency of getting with nurses.
Interesting.
Yeah, like,
you
like
my, so you're my part last, Filipino.
My oh, well, technically speaking, yeah, you know. We all use the same words. My last four chicks that I messed around with or like in a relationship, they've all been nurses. I don't know why.
Any Filipinos?
Nah. This last one she was Mexican. The other one was Colombian, and then Mexican.
So they had access
so
to the
variations
good
of brown.
Yeah. No. But like it has nothing to do with that though. With race.
50 Shades of
it
Brown.
It has nothing to do with race. It's just them being nurses. this is my theory. That nurses are freaks.
Oh, why?
Super fucking
freaks. They see
brown.
A lot of fucked up shit.
Super why? Fucking freaks.
Oh, they see a lot of fucked up shit.
Girl. Like, I guess because like, I'm assuming that because
she tried to give you a catheter.
Whether they work in the ER or whatnot, they've seen so much shit. Like, I haven't told nobody this yet.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
So.
Suspense here.
I hooked up with this girl, right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
She's older.
What was his name?
How older?
Carl.
Carl.
She's probably like 7 years older than me. I'm 35, okay. So she's like she a okay, 42, okay. You know?
She had a house and a dog. And
she had a 401k and a retirement plan. Yeah. I feel
but,
you.
But she was skinny, though. She wasn't like how I normally, like the other nurses were
you
all
rode
thick.
A Tesla.
Nurses are thick? I've never seen a thick
nah,
nurse.
Well, don't, nah. I mean,
okay.
You gotta look better. You gotta look better.
But he says 7 years, so that means she's in her 40s. So 40s thick is different than 30s.
Yeah, because they wear scrubs, so they hide all that shit. Okay, keep going.
No, but you still see the curves.
We get the picture.
Yeah. No, so like every nurse I mess around with like to be fucking almost choked out. They like to get slapped in the fucking face.
I'm not surprised.
How do you experiment with this?
If you are with, if your wife's a nurse. Hey, homie, you know what I'm talking about.
You know what? You know, nurse, any medical profession, because I went to culinary school, but we were up the hill from a veterinary technician college. And those girls
bestiality.
Were fucking nasty.
he's fucking her. She's like, I need 50 cc's of some more dick.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Not like.
Stat! Stat!
But this that shit that I fucked around with, she mind fucked me in a sense. Because
she's older.
I'm here, right? Like. We're around 11. I don't mean to brag, but I do go a long round.
Nigga, round 11.
Round 11, right?
Whoa, round then, 12.
So then
it got to a point where, like,
his round
she,
11
she pulls out
11
her phone, left. Right? Like, she pulls out her phone. Like, you know, we do, like the side shit, right? Because we have fun asleep already. So we know we're doing, like that side fucking.
Yeah.
And then she put her phone, and then I look up because
she
put
the
her
big
phone out. No, she was on Pornhub already.
Whoa!
Back up! We lost the microphone, but
I'm hitting it sideways.
She's already
right?
on Pornhub. What happened?
I'm hitting it sideways, and then I just see her going like this, like raising her phone, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? But I thought she was recording it, so I was all getting like, you know, like a good view.
Give my good side.
And then I see it, and it says Pornhub. I was like, what the fuck? And she had it at a specific type of porn. With some Asian shit, right?
Okay.
Oh, she was
was she Asian?
Nah, she's Mexican. She was Rasa, right?
She likes little dicks and she cannot lie.
she ain't my dick though. Little, but it works. Nah, and then like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why is she watching porn right now? Like, as I'm fucking you.
You got offended?
First I had that. I was like, oh, that's what's up, you know? But then towards like, a second later, I was like, bitch, what the fuck are you trying to do? Like she mind fucked me at that moment, right? Where I was like, because I'm still going at it. Yeah, like, yeah. There's a lot of
you were giving her your all.
Yeah.
Your best.
Hey, bro, I was around 11, 12. I was tired. Yeah, right. Like.
Well, duh, you in double digits. What the fuck?
Temperature rounds.
All right, I understand where he's coming from. I understand where he's coming from. You thought that she couldn't get off
with you,
so she had to watch something
to get off. No, that's what I thought in the beginning, but then I was like, well, she's older than me, so she needed to get wet.
That's when they turned on that machine, right?
That's disrespectful.
The atom splitting.
You know what? But I agree with you because it kind of is.
Well, it is.
Wait, which part?
It is.
I'm
giving you the man's perspective in the moment of fucking.
If she just does that out of the whim and just does it so that she could watch something while you're boning her. And she wants to watch something else to turn her on. I'm thinking, this guy's not getting me off.
I was about to say, he's not doing enough.
No, but however, on the flip side, if a couple says, hey, let's watch porn together and let's have a good time and watch them and us have a good time. Then it's a different story.
But that's different because it's consensual at that point. You both have a mutual decision.
She didn't even consensual.
She never said, hey, can I watch?
So Ciara is saying that Big Mike never consented to her watching porn.
That part. I'm saying she basically forced you into a situation where she was using something else and. Something else to get her off.
Oh, you were a sex toy, dog. You were a sex toy.
You were just a
prop. Yeah,
you were a prop.
I was a prop.
You're an object. You're an object.
I was a big prop, though.
She's like, I got this motherfucker on Groupon.
I was that thickety prop. Oh, yeah.
Right on, man. Right on.
The fuck did this turn from
splitting atoms?
What happened was,
I split her atom. And she split my atom in the head because she might.
It was consensual.
What would happen if the Hadron Collider fucking sent a sperm going one way and an egg going the other way and going twice the speed of light and have them collide on one end?
Octomom.
What the fuck would happen?
Octomom. That's easy.
Octomom.
You get Octomom.
Yeah.
Remember her? Whatever happened to her?
She fell off. She got her money and she fell off.
What's up? Who's here?
She's
What up, partner?
She's a successful real estate agent.
Shut the fuck up.
You see her face on bus stop.
She put all her kids in duplexes.
Interesting.
She's on a fucking park bench and shit.
Well, there you go, folks. Nah. This has been the What Up, Partner teaser. Stay tuned for more. This is just a bonus episode.
A boner episode.
If homegirl that I mess around with, if you're hearing this,
the nurse.
Hey, you're still good though. Call me.
Come.
You can watch whatever you want.
You can have my password.
Partner. So, the Monopoly guy. Last one. The Monopoly guy.
What about him?
What does he have in his eye?
He has a little bifocal.
No, he doesn't.
He never did.
But he always did though.
He never did. He had a badass mustache, though.
Where do you think they got that from?
He never did. Ace Ventura.
Part two, Pet Detective.
Yeah. But yeah. a lot of people used to do that before that. They used to dress up. There's costumes and shit.
They're dressed up as fucking Mr. Peanut. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. It could be Mr. Peanut. I've heard Mr. Peanut's confused with
the Monopoly guy.
So don't you think that could happen with the other stuff you guys brought up?
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm just saying. I'm playing devil's advocate. I still don't trust the government. For the government. Stop following me.
Yeah.
Stop tapping my phone.
This has been the What Up, Partner bonus episode. Big Mike, Armora, Ciara.
That's right.
Stephanie, What Up, Partners.
Hell yeah.
Don't forget to check out the What Up, Partner radio from 5 to 7 p.m. Big Mike.
Gracias.
What Up, Partner?
What Up, Partner?
Orale, Armora. Welcome back to the podcast, partner.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, no, you said it wrong
before
now.
Oh, shit. No, I am your father.
Oh, he's being more relative, right? He's saying,
Darth Vader's
homie, I'm
woke.
Not your father.
No, what it used to be was like, Lukey, baby, your daddy.
Mijo, no soy tu padre. Yeah.
What up, partners? This shit was fun. Let's do it again.
All right, man. We'll be right back on the What Up, Partner show. Peace out, partners.
Do it.
Oh, thank you.